Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number one for the month of May in our studio. City Manager Nate Schneider. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing swell. You are getting ready for, this is like one of the big weeks for you.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on over at the house. As soon as we got done with, well, we had a graduation party we went to last night.
Uh-huh.
And then we kicked it into overdrive over at our house. We did some deep cleaning so that way we'd be ready for the weekend. We've got a tennis tournament on Thursday.
Right.
So we won't be there on Thursday to do the panic clean, so we figured we better just start earlier. So we've been working on that. Actually, this weekend, we were really kind of working on some stuff, you know, in and out of the house. So, but yeah, it'll be fun to see family and friends and looking forward to it.
You bet. Coming up again Friday. Big day.
Yep, big day.
Big day. Councilman Gene Whedon, how are you, sir?
I'm fine today.
Good to see you here.
Thank you.
Your baseball team's still doing better than my baseball
team. Yes, it is. Doing really well.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased.
Not too bad. You did have a good Cardinals-Dodgers series, didn't you?
We did. We won 2 out of 3, so.
That is good.
We're in second place. We're only 2 games behind those Cubbies, so.
Yeah.
We're good, so.
I saw Dorothy Hawkswell the other day. She is the ultimate Dodger fan. I said, anybody that beats your team,
yeah,
I'm happy with. No,
yeah,
I didn't say that to her. I wanted to say that to her because I know she'd come right back at me. So I thought about it, but I thought, no, I better not.
I never thought I'd see the day when another team was hated more than the Yankees. But I think the Dodgers have now supplanted the Yankees. So
might be.
Yeah.
All that money they have.
They have spent a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first. Anything, announcements, recognitions?
Yes, next Monday at 5:15, the Planning Commission meeting is going to meet again. They're reviewing ordinances, and this time I think they're doing telecommunications. And then Police Chief Kevin Hodson introduced, we do have a new officer with the McCook Police. I believe his name is Jason
Klepping.
Is what now?
Klepping.
Yeah. Klepping. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's had previous experience. Mm-hmm. I think he worked at the work ethic camp, I believe. And so he's gone through the school in Grand Island. And so we welcome Jason and thank him for being part of McCook Police Department. So
that's awesome. Another great addition to the staff,
that's
isn't it?
Awesome. Yeah. And that's a position of need. So we're excited to have Jason on board. And that Grand Island training camp, that is no joke. They put you through the ringer. Jason did a fantastic job. Now he's going through our FTO training, our field training officer time period. And then he'll be on his own here in short order. So one more officer out. And you know, it's sometimes a hard position to fill. But man, you get somebody of the quality of Jason. I mean, that's a huge step for us. So we're excited to have him.
Yep. Wife Jeanette works down at with Jessica Bortner, down at Community Hospital Health Foundation, kind of her right-hand woman. There you go.
Yeah, I've gotten to work with her, too, over the years, and just a fantastic family.
There you go. There you go. All right, anything else? Announcements?
That was everything.
That was it. Public hearings. A report from the Economic Development Plan Citizens Advisory Review Committee.
Well, basically, they have to report back to the council because they use LB 840 funds. And so Charlie McPherson and Sean Wolf basically just gave us an update on how much money they have in the account, the loan repayment, et cetera. So it's just every so often they have to come back to the council because we have final authority over LB 840 funds. And so that's what it was last night. So.
And just so people know, just to make sure, LB 840, that is a piece of legislation that was passed in the 90s. It gives cities don't have the authority to do anything beyond what the Constitution says that we can do. And so this was actually added to allow for cities to use sales tax for economic development purposes. And so some of the things that they're working on right now, early childhood incentive grants. We're working on the North Point project. The North Point project third phase is going to start here really soon. And we're using LB 840 to kind of kickstart the infrastructure out there. And then we'll pay that back then to the LB 840 fund through the receipt of TIF revenue. So that's the property tax that comes back on the improved lots as those houses go up out there. They've got a lot of things kind of in the hopper right now. I tell you, we've got a lot of different projects. And you know, it's nice to have that LB 840 money because it makes it easier for us to accomplish some of the goals that we have for our community.
Proclamations, May 11th through the 16th, National Police Week and Police Officer Memorial Day on May 15th.
Correct. Again, Chief Hobson just gave us an update. Basically, the McCook Police Department has 11 officers right now. We have two detectives. We have one school resource officer. And I believe we're looking for – we have one, he said, proposed possible new officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have somebody that's going to probably be our next trainee. Okay. And so that's exciting as well, too. So, yeah.
So would that fill the – would that fill the –
we'd still be a little short. We're full staff at 16. So you'd have 12, I'm trying to think, 12 officers, two detectives, four sergeants, and the police chief, and our SRO. So that number doesn't quite add up, does it? So 3, 6, 9, 12, 14. Okay, so it's 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? We got six officers, we got three sergeants, we got a couple detectives, and we've got Chief Hodson and our SRO. So, and they run 12-hour shifts. And so for us, it's really important to make sure that we're able to, provide 24-hour policing. And so that's why it's so important for us, so we're not spreading our people too thin. So lucky to have them.
Yep. We're very fortunate.
Oh, without a doubt. And it's one of those deals where every month should be police officers week to recognize them because they do such a great job for us.
Yeah, and Chief had actually mentioned, it's the memorial remembrance is what this is, and mm-hmm. he had mentioned that there were over 17,000 officers that have been killed in the line of duty in Nebraska. It was around 126, if I remember correctly. Sorry, it's 27,000, not 17,000. And so every day those guys are going out, the guys and gals are going out there and risking their lives for our safety. And so appreciate what they do. And if you ever get a chance, you see an officer, tell them thanks, because without them, I can't imagine the disorder that we would have in our community.
Consent agenda had, five or six items. Is there anything pulled for discussion?
Yeah, item number E was pulled, Rich. Mayor Taylor just pulled it simply. She wanted to introduce to the council and to the public Carrie Steele, who's from Kansas. She has a converted camper that she wants to park over on the parking lot on East First Street while she's painting the murals on the two buildings. She's doing the building right there to the west of the parking lot, and then she's doing one. It's a wall between the Roots Apartments and Doug Skiles. She's doing that one. So she just has asked, can she park her camper there and hook up to the city water? And so Mayor Taylor just wanted to introduce Carrie to the public and thank her for what she's doing. And so we approved it last night. So,
all right. Anything like McCook Hino for another period? Do you have to re-up like every 5 years?
Yeah, the contract expired, so we ended up having to re-up it. No significant changes. The only change really was the city reduced its percentage from 6% to 5%. You don't have as many Hino players, and so I don't know. I don't know if it's online game. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not really into that stuff. But there is a reduction in the number of individuals that play. But there are some stats that Mr. Nevervee had provided with us. He's the one that actually runs the Hino operations, and he's got operations everywhere. So we could kind of see what the numbers were, what the revenue is. But our revenue from Hino has gone down over the years. And so just trying to figure out a way to make sure that we can continue to keep this as an option, because I do know there are a lot of people that like to play. And so just trying to make sure that the Hino operations are able to continue. This will be for another, I think it's another 5-year period of time. So, and we've got a great relationship with Mr. Nevervee, and so we're going to continue with him. He does a good job.
Anything of that tax increment financing report or anything?
The big thing is, we talked about it a little bit for this year. The North Point project is moving forward. We are in the process of developing, I want to say there's 10 lots that will be affected by this. So that's going to be, I don't know if people have had an opportunity to go north of the fairgrounds, but there is another street that's going to be put in. That is going to be T Street, I believe, and then 9th Street is going to be extended to the north. And there are 6 lots on the south side, 4 larger lots on the north side. There's also going to be a lot over on the west side that's privately owned. But those houses will be increasing the value of those lots because right now they're unimproved. So when you build the houses, it's going to go up by a fairly large amount. That amount, the difference between what that base value is right now of the unimproved lots and what the value of those lots are going to be after the improvements are made, that's going to be the TIF that's captured to pay back the LB 840 money. So that was a project that we did this last year. Every May 1st, we have to have a report. We already submitted the report to the state, but we wanted to make sure that the council and the public had that so that way they could take a look and see. It also goes through all the projects that we're currently working through the TIF process. So it goes back 15 years. TIF can be a 15-year period of time or less, depending on the project. But we basically restate everything that we're currently receiving TIF payments for, what the status is, how much longer it's going to take before it's paid off. And so that is a statutory requirement, and we sent our stuff off, but we wanted to make sure that everybody had an opportunity to see it. And it's on our website as well, too.
Let me just remind the public, too, that these projects would not have happened unless it had been for TIF money because of, for example, Chris Wagner is putting up the new building out there. His project would not have happened unless he had gotten TIF money. Mm-hmm. We did Cobblestone. We've done Holiday Inn Express, the Hagwood building on B Street. There's just an Knickknackle's convenience store. There's just a number of projects that we've done that those projects would not have happened unless it had been for TIF. And so we're very thankful for TIF, but we just basically have to report back.
Regular agenda, approving the option agreement between the city of McCook and is that
Hoppy
and Son LLC for the grant of an option to purchase some real property.
Yeah, and I'll start off. I'll let Gene go ahead and fill in here. I know the Economic Development, McCook Economic Development Corporation, Amanda Engel, she's been trying to figure out how to get Hoppy and Son into McCook to do a project. They're all over the state of Nebraska, Hastings, Lexington, obviously Omaha and Lincoln, Fremont, Grand Island. They talked about some smaller communities like Valentine. I think they had mentioned like maybe Wisner and Pilger, maybe it was Pender. But they're all over the state of Nebraska doing projects. And they heard about our sports complex project. And they're excited about the possibilities. Right now, everybody's wanting to develop around amenities, you know, whether it's a pond or, in our case, a sports complex or whatever the case may be, a shopping center. People are wanting to go ahead and locate their developments someplace where it's going to be an attraction where people are going to want to live. And so Amanda had been kind of forging a relationship with Hoppy over the years. And Hoppy was looking at doing a project somewhere else. It's a LIHTC project, so low income tax credit project, but they're really, really high quality. And so they've been looking to do a project in another community. That kind of fell through the LIHTC application period. It's actually due May 7th. And so probably about a month ago or so, we were contacted by Hoppy, and they said, hey, we want to go ahead and move a project over to the city of McCook. And so we've really been working hard trying to get everything completed so that way they can get their LIHTC application in. So it'll be for the 2026 year. The thing is, we don't have an agreement. There's no real estate purchase agreement. And so we had to kind of develop this option contract to give them the standing to go ahead and apply for LIHTC consideration. And that's ran through NYFA. Nebraska Investment Financing Authority. So they were actually the ones that reached out to us. They said, we've got a project we'd like to do. Amanda got us into contact at the city with Hoppy, and then we started to kind of run through what we could do to make sure that they could get their LIHTC stuff in, and then also make sure that we weren't interfering with our ability to go ahead and move forward with the St. Catharines project, because they're looking at maybe filing a LIHTC application in 2027. So there's been a lot of work that's gone on to get this option contract so that way we were comfortable with it, that Hoppy was comfortable with it. It's a option for 18 months, but the way that it works is if Hoppy's LIHTC application isn't successful, because everything kind of hinges on that, then we have the ability as a city to say, okay, we are not going to renew the option. We're going to go ahead and move forward because we want to make sure we don't lose that 2027 period for the St. Catharines project. But the application is going to be going in on Wednesday. The value of the lots, they're talking about wanting to occupy two lots just south of the sports complex. And it's hard for me to explain to people. But there are two lots on the southeast side of the sports complex. It'd be enough for 34 units, 27 of which would be low income, 7 would be market rate. They're basically renting them out. They explained what that cutoff is for each family, depending on the number of people in the family. So they gave 1, 2, 3, 4. It went from like $43,000, $44,000, which would be probably a starting wage for a teacher, or you may have a nurse or someone like that, up to $60,000 for a family of four. And they do quality work. I've had an opportunity to see some of the projects that they do. The one in Lexington that was completed is just fantastic. And I think that we're talking about something very similar to Lexington's plan as to what they're going to do here in McCook, assuming that they're able to go ahead and get the LIHTC application approved. $76,000 or $77,000, that's the number that they think the property is worth. The thing that we're still not unsure, we're unsure about, the appraisal hasn't come back from our appraiser yet. We think that the value is probably going to be higher. So we built in some language that said, hey, if it's 15% more, then they will automatically bump that up to 15. It would be $90,000 for the two lots. Or if the appraisal comes back higher than that, then we have the ability to negotiate. But the key was getting that option on the book so that way the company, Hoppy, could go ahead and go to the state with their application. We've been doing a bunch of supplemental letters and stuff, just kind of in anticipation of this. But presentation was good. Evan Clark of Hoppy was on the Zoom. He did a really good job of kind of explaining what they do. They are a legitimate organization. They're probably the biggest apartment developer in the state of Nebraska right now. And they're trying to broaden their influence. So they're trying to get further away from that Lincoln area. They originate from Lincoln. So they're moving further out west, and we're really, really excited to have this as an option. And for us to kickstart the development out there, we've been needing apartments for a long time. I'm trying to remember the last apartment complex that went up, and I think that would have been probably 25 years ago. We've had other developers that have looked at coming to McCook, but they couldn't pencil the numbers out. It just was too difficult for them because they're going to have to charge more rent than probably the market was going to be able to afford. So this is going to give us some flexibility. So you're going to have some market rate, some low income. Hoppy, they call themselves a vertical integration company. I can't remember exactly. But they do the construction. They do the management. They've got a corporate team that does all the legal work and all that good stuff. And they can do all of it. And they're not a fly-by-night organization. One of the things you get concerned about sometimes when you hear LIHTC is, well, is it going to stay in good condition? They have to stay for 15 years, plus they have the option for another 15 years. Their preference is to go ahead and just stay and continue to operate. Then at the end of the 30-year time period, they can be sold as individual units. So we're talking about like row houses and things like that. So it's huge. We need it. We got to get moving. We're looking forward to continued conversations, but the option contract was necessary for the LIHTC application to go in.
Big deal, huh?
It's a big deal. Yeah. It's a big deal. And you know, on top of it, you've got all sorts of conversations going on with retailers, whether it's hotels or restaurants or whomever mm-hmm. it is. One thing I wanted to clear up, I think there is some confusion. This is going to be a multi-purpose. The Walter subdivision is a multi-purpose parcel. And it is not only going to be multifamily and retail, it's also going to have single family. So around the perimeter of the park, all the way around from the southeast, east, northeast, north, and northwest, that's all going to be single family residential. And people are going to be able to go ahead and buy lots, build houses. But I think there's between 40 and 50 lots that we've got in our preliminary plat. We just haven't done a final plat on that yet. because we don't know what developers want. And lot sizes kind of vary. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of working through that process right now, but I would assume that there's going to be a final plat on that here quickly.
Next up, an update regarding the latest on the youth sports complex project. How's that going?
Kind of quiet on Mammoth's front. Not that it's not shaping up nicely, but we just haven't. I mean, right now they're just kind of mowing along. They are finishing up the turf out at the championship softball field. That is the last field to be turfed. Once they do that, they're going to start pouring concrete in the concourse area. So you're going to have the concrete going down between the fourplex and the championship fields. And so it's going to really look like a sports complex. Eric Munholland from Mammoth will be coming into town next Thursday. So we're going to sit down and talk with him. He's our project manager. And he is going to help kind of tie up some of the loose ends, make sure that we're all kind of thinking along the same lines. Smaller things at this point in time, the big things have already been kind of completed. And so we are seeing things happen at a breakneck speed. I took Councilmember Calvin out last week to take a look at the street that was poured just to the northwest of the sports complex. So all the streets in, the water's in, the sewer's in, the storm sewer's in. Electric is going to be the next thing that's going to go in. Everything is just moving along really quickly. And like I said, we're definitely on for September, hopefully a little bit quicker than that. Hopefully we'll be playing here in short order. We can get some kids out there on the fields and they can get the experience of the complex sooner rather than later.
$1 million question is, who is going to be the first team to play on this in this complex?
I heard the St. Louis Cardinals are looking.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Gotta bring the Cards out for an exhibition game, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Or giving up a home game to play out here, right?
Yeah. It's like Field of Dreams in Iowa. I mean, just go ahead, build it and they will come.
There you go. Yeah, who's going to be that first team to get a chance to play?
Yeah, I think about some of the cool things that you could do. I mean, you know, bringing in a minor league team or bringing in the University of Nebraska for a skills camp or whatever the case may be. You know, we could do some neat stuff, baseball, softball. You know, there's just some neat opportunities out there.
All right. So that's a go. Everything's still going pretty smoothly.
It's going fantastic.
Well, I know the other thing is that right now they're laying down straw that has seed in it along the south side, north of Q Street, so it doesn't blow. And, you know, the dirt when the wind blows, which never blows here in Nebraska, doesn't
it? That's been a problem. I know last time we were on the air, I wanted to say thank you to the people that were out there that were trying to deal with this for the course of the past couple of months. I know it hasn't been easy for some of those properties on the south side of Q, some of those properties over on the west and north of the sports complex, just because we've had some crazy windstorms.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that maybe we're past some of that and we can kind of move on without having to worry about that. I know it's been an inconvenience. We apologize for that. Hopefully we've got some of that under control.
I keep looking over there and that big mound of dirt over there. It's like, okay.
It's whittling down.
Yeah, it's starting to go down a little bit more and more and just starting to find areas to put.
It's crazy when you look at how much grading has changed over the course of the past month. They're starting to build that contour so that way it's a nice gradual build up to the sports complex from the north. It is so different than what it was even a month ago. We were at the League of Municipalities conference at the end of February. They started bringing in the turf. And from that day, which was like the 24th of February to now, it has changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe how quickly things are moving. So
cool.
Exciting time.
Nordance, renamed 16th Street West, R Street, and S Street, all in Four Corners Edition.
Yeah, when we made the purchase agreement with John about the property, one of the things that he asked us is if we could rename some of the streets. And so I believe the city staff agreed and so did the council that would be fine. So last night we had an ordinance. We approved an ordinance. We suspended the reading on three meetings to do it in just one meeting last night. So 16th Street and R Street and S Street are all renamed, I believe. 16th Street is now, is it Gerald Victory Circle, and I believe is, what is it, R and S Street are Michelle Way? Is it the other way around?
Gerald Victory Circle and Michelle Way. And, excuse me, I apologize. I get something in my throat. I think that the remaining streets will, so we already have some platted streets. Those other streets will stay the same for now. But for right now, just so we can get addresses to the new developments that are going to be going out there and making sure we've got a final plat on the record, we needed to make that change.
Okay. So that's a done deal in one meeting, right?
Yeah, we did. We suspended the reading in three. And gotcha. So we passed the ordinance last night. That's it. But.
Council comments. Anything last night?
Yeah, I did. I heard comments, questions about why things are the consent agenda, why things are in the consent agenda, why doesn't the council pull things, why don't they discuss things. So I just gave a short statement explaining what I believe is the philosophy of our current council. And, basically consent agenda items basically are non-controversial. They're administrative matters. It saves time. If we had to pull every item, Rich, we're talking maybe 30 to 45 minutes more. So it shortens down the meeting. No one likes to spend a lot of time in the meeting. And so I just gave a short statement last night explaining it. I said that anytime the council wants to, it can pull an item. We pulled items. Jerry's pulled items. I pulled items. Mm-hmm. Or the public can even pull items. And so I just explained that. And that was it last night then about the council. Comments.
Next meeting's going to be on the 18th.
That sounds right.
Planning Commission meeting next week?
Yes.
Okay, on the 11th. Very good. Any other city stuff going on?
Barnett Park, people have been asking about the playground equipment there. That's going to be going up soon. That'll be the last component of the RCRP grant. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to having that done.
Car park is open now?
Car park is open as well.
Got to have permits, correct?
Right. And we have software now that's going to take the reservations. They can make payments on that. And so hopefully it'll make it a little bit easier and streamlined and make it easier for us to kind of control who's down there, because mm-hmm. that was part of the problem. We were struggling because we had some people that were staying there and not leaving. And that's not the intent of Carr Park. Carr Park is supposed to be a great location for people that are passing through or that are staying for a few days, but it's not meant to be a permanent home.
All right. So, yeah, go ahead, Gene.
Also, if you want a pass for the swimming pool,
okay,
you need to go online also because they will not be sold at the swimming pool. Need to go either to the city offices or get online to purchase your season pass for the swimming pool.
Kyle told me, hey, I also want to say thank you to all the high schoolers. We've got 30 applications for lifeguards. Uh-huh. So we went from, I think, 13 to 30 very, very quickly.
Wow.
And so Lily Ademus and Kyle Potoff have done a fantastic job of getting the word out. I know we had a job fair over at the high school maybe a few weeks ago, and I think we just drummed up a lot of interest at that.
Pool's going to be open
Memorial Day.
Yeah, I was going to say May 25th or 20th, Memorial 26th. Day, Monday. Is 26th is on
somewhere
Tuesday.
Yeah,
afterwards.
That Monday or Tuesday. I guess Tuesday, I think, okay, is probably what we'd be doing.
Weather permitting.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, yeah. Maybe it'll rain that weekend.
If it rains,
maybe.
We'll take rain, won't we?
Yeah. We
there'll be plenty of time to swim this summer.
We certainly will. You guys, thank you very much. City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
Councilman Gene Wheaton, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.